Grand Jean mit In Bits and Pieces auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt der Mann aus Kopenhagen im Monarchen am Cottbusser Tor und stellt dort seine dritte, just erschienene LP Together nochmal vor. Jetzt ist er erstmal bei mir und wir quatschen über Vor- und Nachteile des Solokünstler-Daseins, seine Erfahrungen als Hitkomponist für Top-Ten-Sternchen. Wir reden über Musik für die ganz Kleinen, die Möglichkeiten der dänischen Sprache im Pop. Wir sprechen über Scheidungskinder, Liebeslieder und Minimalismus. Hier und jetzt heißt es aber zunächst hallo und willkommen, Nicolai Grandjean.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm very excited about being here today.
Oh, cool. Yeah. It's going to be a fun show tonight at Monarch, I think.
Very much so. Yeah. Actually, this is my first show in Berlin.
What?
Like in a solo show. I played in the Flux Bar, but yeah. I was sharing the stage with three other bands.
Oh, okay. So it's like your first... You're the main act.
Yes,
tonight.
I am the main act tonight.
Lovely.
Yes, that is wonderful.
Yeah. Congratulations on your new record Together. It's just been put out a few days ago, actually.
Yeah, well, just about a week, I think now, yeah.
And I've read that some of the songs on there are up to 8 years old.
Yes, some of them are, yeah.
So they come from a time when your first solo record hadn't even been out, because that was like six years ago.
Yeah,
right?
That's true, yeah.
So what was the reason for you to dig deep into the old demos for this album and into songs that... have been made before you did your first solo album?
But it's like the title of the album is Together, and I've been going through a lot of like growing the past, well, people do that, well, the past 6 years. So I wanted to do like a love song album.
Uh-huh.
So this is very much just a group of songs about being together and being close to people.
Yeah. So you remembered some old songs when you were thinking about the topic for that
yes,
LP.
Yes, yes, exactly. Oh, okay, it's cool. Very much like a topic album.
Yeah. And let's just stay with the topic, because I found out today that your parents were divorced when you were a really small kid.
Yes, that's
and
true.
And don't you think that this still has an effect on you in, I mean, because watching people being together as a normal kid coming out of a functioning family, it's like, okay, they're together. They've been together for a whole, and they're still joking with each other. It's normal for me.
Yes.
But when you're coming from a family whose parents are divorced, you look at them and you're really fascinated. You'd be like,
really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I have the feeling sometimes when I meet, my parents were divorced when I was a kid too, and when I meet people who are together for years and decades and they're still having fun together, I'm still looking at them like, wow, this can't
How's
be possible.
That possible?
So
like
was,
alien
was that
people.
Something, was the fact that your parents were divorced when you were a kid something that made you interested in this together topic?
Very much so. I'm very curious about people being different.
Yeah.
It's not a secret that when I was like 6 or 7 years old, my mom started to date women.
Uh-huh.
So that made it even more difficult for me to like relate in a normal way to normal people.
Yeah.
So I'm just a fucked up human being kind of in that
which
way.
Makes sense for us all, because you make good music out of it, and that's the magic
that's
of
happens.
Music, isn't it? That's
the magic
of music.
You have to be a little crazy to do magic stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And but that's a good luck kind of thing for you, because one could really go crazy if one doesn't have that vehicle, you know?
That's
you have
true.
A vehicle of music to
Very
not go totally crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. I need that.
That's good. And we need it as well.
That's
since
wonderful.
It's the third record.
Yes.
Now we are addicted as well.
That's wonderful. I'm a lucky, lucky guy.
What I love about your style is your minimalistic approach. You do not use too many layers.
No.
There's no information overload or something on your records.
No. Yeah.
How did that stylistic decision come up?
Well, I started playing my songs, well, like most people do, like in my house with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of fell in love with the intimacy of music sounding. Like as if it's real, as if it's played like really for you, that it's not manipulated. So that's just kind of the reality sort of that appeals to me. I'm not a big fan of like say stadium rock.
Yeah, and polished music.
No.
But you had your experiences with trying to compose for top 10 people. And
maybe
that was spoiling the whole polished music thing for you, right?
There's a reason I'm not doing that anymore.
I can't do it anymore.
No,
I'm sorry,
too
I just
much.
Can't.
Yeah.
But another thing that I find really interesting about your music is the fact that you do like reggae-like beats.
Yeah, I do.
There's a lot of offbeats on there. Is that something like a counterpoint to the sadder topics and the sadder songs?
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that because because actually I'm a very rhythmic musician, and even though I like really slow songs and patient songs, I can't help to have like a big love of, let's say, hip hop music.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I am very much into rhythms. My first instrument was playing the drums.
Yeah.
So.
And I read you were writing some hip hop lyrics when you were a kid as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And actually, cool. On the Together album, there was kind of a rap song there as well. Uh-huh.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So, what I love about your album as well, that's what I wanted to talk to you as well, because we kind of mentioned it already, is that there's an atmosphere on that, because it doesn't seem as if you were going into the room that doesn't make any noise, but you seem to be recording sometimes in a kitchen where there might be a table falling down in the back, but that makes the magic of the records.
Yeah, I make that sound.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You know, sometimes I sit with like a piece of paper just to make it sound like fire.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really interesting thing. Yeah. Really,
I need
it
just
approach.
like being in a room, like hitting your cup with a teaspoon or something. Like,
no, when I was listening to your record, there were some songs when I was like, oh, I really get listen. I have to listen super careful to that thing because something might happen in the background.
Yes.
You know what
I'm saying? True. Yeah. It's so weird because tonight I'm playing with a new group of people, and they have to be like taught to
make mistakes.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I need them to, like, if it gets too quiet, then hit something. You know.
Yeah.
Just make a sound.
Yeah, lovely. I love that. And there's another advantage of you having been in the pop business for a while, you know,
yes.
which basically sucked and you didn't like it anymore.
Yeah.
But now you found your own philosophy because you had that experience, right?
Well, you know, you have to, well, this sounds very much as a cliche, but you have to be yourself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody else is taken, you know, you don't, if you try too hard to sound as your idols, then the chances that they're probably better at it than you are.
Yeah,
so
that's totally
so
true.
So if you have like a weird dialect or something, then don't try to hide it, you know, because that's what makes you special.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And maybe don't collaborate with too many people in the band. Don't try the democratic approach because that might wash things out as well.
Yeah, but that's true. I have to do it myself.
Yeah.
Well, if I involve too many people in the process, then chances are that I'm not going to love it as much.
Yeah.
You know.
But there's one person we got to talk about after the following song, and it's Mikkel Lomberg. He's a partner in crime of yours, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
Well, we have to talk about this guy. Now, another song first. Grand Jean mit In the Arms of Arms hier auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt er Monarchen und im Anschluss an unseren zweiten Gesprächstag werde ich auch noch Tickets verlosen für seine Show. I want you to know this. Rivers and oceans, it's tearing me open. You're in my arms. Grand Jean mit In the Arms of Arms auf Flux FM. Ein weiterer Auszug aus seinem just erschienenen Together-Album, das er heute nochmal vorstellen wird, im Monarchen. Nikolai, you're working as a solo artist in the true sense of the word, meaning that you compose on your own, you record on your own, you do basically everything on your own, which is totally cool because you have total control over the stuff that you do, and I understand that. But what I was thinking is, don't you need a mirror sometimes? One guy that you can come up to and just ask how he feels towards the music, so that you, if he like his opinion, that you change something a little bit, maybe?
Absolutely. This making music is a game to me. Mm-hmm. I know that if I was the only person in the world, I would absolutely not be doing music. I would be playing around with the ball or something, something to entertain myself.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually just a language to me of communicating with people. Mm-hmm. We just talked about just a while ago about me being kind of messed up with my family background.
Yeah.
And I absolutely need those mirrors.
Yeah.
And it's only, I had this good friend that you mentioned that at one point he was like, he was just, he was... telling me that my music was great.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was in bands, I was writing for other people, and I wasn't much of a singer, I wasn't a very good, like, guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just adapting.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking for confirmation, you know? Like, is this good? Is this good? Do you like this?
Yeah.
Is this? Can you use this? Can you? And he was like, you're a star! You're a magnificent songwriter! Everybody should hear your voice! And then I went for it.
Cool. And that was Mikkel Lomberg, the guy who has a TV show for kids in Denmark as well.
Yeah, he's my
friend. And last time you were here and we were talking to Nadine, you told her that you're going to have to write a few songs for that TV show for kids about maths.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Are they finished? Is it something like 3 is the magic number?
Yeah, it could
you
be.
You have to listen to that again.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's a brilliant song about math. It was made for Bob Doro's kid, who was not good at the 1.1, you know, the...
Yeah.
What is 3, you know, so he made the song.
Yeah.
Because the kid was good at singing along to songs. And all of a sudden, the kid was knowing 3.3 is 6 and 9, 12, you know?
So it's a story?
And it's, yeah, I will play it to you later on.
But do you have this in your phone company? Because we have like a phone company in Denmark called... Yeah. Oh, this is going to be a commercial now. But when you call somebody, it's like 3 is the magic
number. Oh, really?
No.
I'll play you the real song in a few minutes.
Do that.
Yeah. So you finished those math songs?
No. He's just a big, big mess. This my beloved friend here. So it's just falling.
Okay.
So we are far behind.
What I wanted to ask you as well is that you on the cover of the Together LP?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
How old were you when that photo was taken?
I think I was around 8 or 9.
So right after the divorce of your family?
That was just when my mom kind of started dating women, I think.
Okay. It's a beautiful picture.
Yes, it is. And it's very authentic.
Yeah, and when one opens it, one sees you as a grown-up that you are right now.
Yeah.
And then one really gets into the topic of the... I think one really gets into the topic of the record while looking at those two pictures.
Yes.
So
you
did a great job, design-wise as well.
Well, thank you.
Nikolai... It's just well, you just did well.
What's the lesson? Do everything yourself, right?
Yeah, totally true. And probably listen to Mikkel Lomberg once in a while.
Yes.
Yeah, okay?
Have a good friend.
Yes, have a good friend and do stuff on your own.
Yes.
Thank you for those lessons, Nikolai.
You're welcome.
Grandjean, wer heute Abend im Monarchen auf das Konzert gehen möchte in der Skalitzer Straße, der ruft mich jetzt an unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Grandjean heute Abend im Monarchen 030 2000 9000. Nikolai, here's a live version of One Shot that you played for us in the studio last time. Let's just use that one again so you can just relax, right?
Yes, okay. I'll have my coffee. Thank you.
Have
Hope
fun.
To see you tonight.
Yeah, have fun at tonight's show and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.